or me. Aw, I'm getting another present. How do you like that? So what do you think? Shall I open it first or tell the story first? Open it. This is good. Good advice. Let's dig right in. It's a cute card that says, it's a tiny little card that says, happy birthday from the Sunday school kids, which must be you. At least you're some of the Sunday school kids. So, and voila, it's colorful, it's bright, it appears to be something to wear. So I'll put it on, and now I look more authoritative than ever, don't you think? I really look like your pastor. Everybody wants to see it. I have to stand up for a minute. They have made a quilted stole and written their messages of love and encouragement and drawn designs all over it. So it's really quite fun and lovely. And if I ever have a moment when I don't think about or what to do during worship, I can just start studying these good messages that are here to encourage me. Thank you so much. So a long time ago in a certain part of the world, the story was often told about a contest that was held to see who would get to be the ruler of the kingdom. And the decision was that it would be the person who brought the gift most beneficial to all of humanity. That would be the winner and the one who got to be the ruler. So when the gifts were all assembled, it was judged that the winner, the winning gift, was the olive tree. The olive tree, which, after all, can live for hundreds of years, which produces a fruit that tastes good to eat, and from that fruit, an extraordinary liquid can be extracted, a special oil which is nourishing for the body, which can soothe wounds and soften skin, and which even can keep a small flame burning through the long hours of a dark night. Now, do you remember the story in the Bible about Noah and the ark, Noah and his family and all the animals and the birds and the bugs that got on that boat and floated, the whole earth flooded, there was nothing but water, and they floated for months on end? And finally, Noah began to hope and wonder if maybe the floodwaters were starting to go away. So he opened up a window in the ark and sent out a couple of birds, first a raven and then a dove. They went flying out over the world, and at the end of the day, the dove came back. There was no place for her to stop and rest and perch her little feet except this ark. The only thing that wasn't water that she could find was the boat. And so Noah knew it was not time yet to be getting off that boat. And he waited another week, and then he sent the dove out the window again, and she flew around all day. And this time when she came back at evening, she had a freshly plucked olive leaf in her beak. This olive leaf was excellent news to everybody on the ark because it told them several things. It told them, first of all, that the water was starting to go away. It told them that the olive trees had survived. And so as they began to try to imagine their life after the flood, they thought, oh, good, there's going to be trees for shade and for food and for this wonderfully helpful oil. We can understand that God is giving us the gifts we need for our future, and we feel hopeful. So one of the poets in the Bible, it's quoted right here on the cover of our program today, said, I am like a green olive tree in the house of God. And what he meant when he said that was, I'm so happy about my life because God is nourishing me and making me strong and alive and growing, and I'm able to give the gifts of shade and the gifts of delicious fruit and healing and hope to other people. So we too, in the house of God, can give thanks for our lives. We're going to join hands now and say a prayer. Dear God, may we be strong and healthy, helpful and generous, long-living and peaceful, as if we were olive trees in your orchard. You tend to us with great care, and we trust ourselves to your steadfast love forever. Amen.